casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately, they left the boat and their father and followed him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hello again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of this passage and of my mouth speak to each of us today for your glory. Amen. Amen. As an island nation, it's not difficult to picture the scene, is it? Sails flapping in the breeze, women chattering to one another as they clean and gut the fish. Waves slapping against the boat that James and John are sitting in. The slight whoosh as Simon Peter and Andrew cast their nets. Maybe it was as hot and sunny as we've known it here over the past few days. It's an ordinary working day for people living by the Sea of Galilee. And then Jesus shows up, and this day becomes extraordinary. Probably for everyone, but especially for Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John, as Jesus invites them to join him, which astonishingly they do, at once, immediately. Each of them leave behind their sources of income, their families, presumably their homes, to follow Jesus. Clearly, there was something very compelling about Jesus that inspired ordinary, hard-working, traditional men to unhesitatingly leave behind everything to go with them. After all, unlike us, they did not have the benefit of hindsight. As we read this passage, we know how the narrative plays out. How Jesus traveled and taught and healed and forgave and changed lives for the next 3 years with his 12 disciples alongside. 12 ordinary men who he called to follow him. We know that Jesus's earthly ministry ended with him being crucified, and that he rose again and ascended to his Father in heaven. We have the benefit of the whole Bible to see and grasp, as far as our limiting understanding allows, God's plan for humanity's salvation, his grace and forgiveness of us. You could even argue that we don't have much excuse for not trusting and following Jesus. Unlike the disciples in the passage, who at first glance seemed to rather rashly leave everything behind when Jesus rocks up. And yet, these are Jewish men who knew their scriptures. They lived in the hope and expectation of God sending the Messiah, someone to save them from the oppression that they ordinarily experienced. A closer look at the Bible passages shows us that, in fact, Jesus almost certainly wasn't a complete unheard-of stranger. The previous verses indicate that he's been preaching around Galilee for a while. Mark's gospel describes it as proclaiming the good news of God. Luke tells us that the news of him driving out spirits, healing many, and teaching in the synagogues spread through the whole countryside before he called his first disciples. In fact, Luke gives us a much fuller description of Jesus being with the fishermen in their boat before inviting them to follow him. And in John's Gospel, we read that Andrew, after spending the day with Jesus, recognized him as the Messiah. So, the news of Jesus and then the man in person was indeed compelling. People subsequently gathered to hear him in their thousands, and he inspired trust and sacrificial commitment among ordinary men and women who devoted themselves to following Jesus. Most of you will be familiar with St. Mary's strapline, our soundbite, if you like, following Jesus and making him known. Regular members will also hopefully know that one of our community values is to be sacrificially generous in the way we go about trying to follow Jesus, being people who love God with all our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and who love others as ourselves. In today's passage, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John are role models for being sacrificially generous as they choose to accept Jesus' invitation. They give their time, talents, and resources to follow him. We know from the Bible that Jesus invites every one of us to follow him too. And that at the end of Matthew's Gospel, he assures us that he is with us at all times. We cannot physically see him like the earliest disciples, but we are standing, sitting, in his compelling presence. We too can trust his invitation to follow him. The soundtrack to these fishermen's ordinary lives were the sounds of the seashore. I wonder what your soundtrack is. Mine used to be the constant bleeps of monitors and medicine pumps and the puffing of ventilators when I worked in intensive care. Now it's more likely to be the birds twittering while I walk our dog, or people chattering in the coffee shop, or guffaws of laughter in the pub, or the sounds of grief in the hospice. So what's your soundtrack? Is it babies crying? Or children in the playground? Is it the muted conversations that go on in a shared office? Or the silence that comes from working at home? Is it computer keys? Muttered consternation on the golf course, Brian? Or is it Radio 4 or daytime television? Or even the woes of a complete stranger who's telling the story of their night out loudly into their phone as we sit next to them on the bus. Wherever we are, and whatever we do, however ordinary or insignificant we feel, then Jesus calls us. He is present with us and loves us and invites us to follow him. Being sacrificially generous means giving him our time, talents, and resources. But maybe unlike the first disciples, that doesn't necessarily mean uprooting and going elsewhere. Jesus also invites us to follow him right where we are, to be extraordinary in the midst of our ordinary. Maybe he's calling you to support a colleague, a friend, or a neighbor, or to invite someone different round for a meal in the coming weeks, or to put your energy into something community-orientated, the Scout Hut, for example. Or if you're somebody who spends large parts of your day alone at home, to pray every day for a particular person or situation. Or maybe you're being called to help out here in any number of ways, or to talk about going to church during that round of golf, or choir rehearsal, or pint in the pub. Jesus didn't just call those early fishermen. He calls you and me to trust him, to love him, and to follow him, so that we too may be fishers of people for his glory and for his kingdom here on earth. So may we too be compelled and amazed by his presence in our lives, and immediately, at once, choose to follow him wholeheartedly. In Jesus' presence and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So we were reminded that the Lord's presence is with us, that we stand in his presence together.